seated. Take your Bible tonight. Let's go to Psalms, 118th Psalm, if you will. 118th Psalm. You'll open your Bible there. We're going to look at a few verses and try to preach to you for just a little bit. Encourage you along the way. Just be a blessing. So Psalms 118. Like I say, I do hope you'll, you know, get on the phone, get on your bicycle, get on your feet, whatever, and invite people to be here Sunday. Let's do our best to have a great day and not just invite people, but really pray God would use it in a wonderful day and a wonderful way. And like I said, I've asked you to pray for Brother Noble, that he would know exactly what to preach. He's talked to me, and he asked me, I'm not going to tell you what I told him because I was kidding with him. And you know what it was. Yeah. So you be quiet too, all right? Pray for him. You know, he said, I've looked, said, don't really. He asked me, he said, how do you want me? I said, preacher, I just want you to do what God wants you to do. So you seek his will and preach, all right? Psalms 118, look at verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. I'm going to leave off reading right there, and I want you to notice especially the last two verses we read, where the Scripture says it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man, and then just kind of add an exclamation, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Man, I don't know about you, but read the Bible, just think about what a marvelous, marvelous book the Bible is. And boy, what it does for us. Now, I know the world hates it. I know the devil hates it. I know it's trying to destroy it and all that. But man, for the believer, for the man that's a child of God, for the one that's saved, it tells us how he needs to have faith and how we're to live by faith. But I believe this. I don't believe that God demands what many call blind faith. I don't believe that's what God's asking us to do, all right? There are biblical reasons. There are biblical reasons to have faith. There are biblical reasons to live by faith. I want you to just consider those two verses, those last ones that we read, verse 8 and 9. The Bible tells us it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And even better to trust in the Lord than it is to put confidence in princes, those in authority, if you would, all right? These two statements are preceded, I believe, by some verses that give us reasons why it's better to trust in the Lord than it is to put confidence in man. I was talking to a friend of mine, it's been a few months ago, and he was talking about something, and I said, man, look, I said, I don't trust the government whatsoever. And I hate, listen, I'll be honest, I hate to say that. I hate to have to say it and to even believe it, but I really don't. I don't have any real confidence in government. I don't really have confidence in government to solve any problems we face. I think they've created a lot of the problems we have. But at the same time, you know, not just pointing the finger at them, it's because the people in our land are asking the government, would you just take care of me? Would you just take care of me? The Bible, though, says don't put your confidence in man. It's better to trust in the Lord. I believe there's three specific reasons that God gives us in this chapter, why it's better to trust in the Lord than it is to put confidence in man. Now, I'm not saying there's only three reasons. I think there's a whole lot more than three reasons. But on the other hand, let's face it, if you got three good, solid reasons to trust in the Lord, that ought to be enough. To trust Him rather than man, that ought to be enough. Well, ought to be enough. I believe this, if you won't accept those three reasons, then 30 wouldn't do the job for you. If you'll just not accept them. You know, sometimes people say, well, convince me. Well, you can't convince them. Because, well, I need more. Get over it, okay? We don't need any more. I just want to look at three reasons tonight. And right before we get through, we'll mention two more, all right, that are also in this verse. But we're not going to labor on three of them. One of them, first one's in verse 5. Won't you look at verse 5? Verse 5 says, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me. I called upon the Lord. He answered me. Hey, number one, the reason it's better to trust in the Lord, He'll answer when you call. He will answer when you call. Well, hey, that's always, always. You never get a busy signal. Never get put on hold, all right? Man, don't you just love somebody? You call someplace up, and they answer the phone, said, such and such a business, can you hold? Well, what are you supposed to say? No, I can't hold. Talk to me right now. They're going to put you on hold anyway, all right? They're going to put you on hold anyway. It doesn't matter. I was at a doctor's office yesterday morning and went to the chiropractor, and I get him to work on me every now and then, and I was sitting there, and the lady there, assistant, I don't know, she called my name, said, are you ready? And I thought, I got up, and I said, yeah, and I went back, and I said, what would you have said if I'd said, no, I'm not quite ready. I need 5 more minutes to work up the courage, all right? You know, everybody's got the answer, but they don't want to do it. Hey, the Lord says, if you call on Him, He'll answer you. He'll answer you. You think about that. When you call on man, you're often ignored or just put off, even dismissed. I mean, no, I'm not going to do it with you. It's amazing. You call on man, it's not a guarantee he's going to hear you. The truth is, a lot of people in our day don't want to be bothered. We're living in a day where more and more, I personally believe, people are getting more and more separate and more self-centered and more withdrawn from everything and everybody than it's ever been, all right? Hey, today the truth of the matter is you don't have to go out of your house. You don't have to go out of your house. Many, many people, you can work from home. You can work from home. And used to, you say, well, you got to go shopping. Not anymore. Not anymore. You can have it delivered. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want. You grocery shopping, you can order it online, they'll deliver it. Some of them will even come and put it in your refrigerator in your house. The next thing is, would you cook it while you're here, all right? You know, just fix it up all the way. Hey, I'm just telling you, you can live in your own house. You don't have to get out. You don't have to do anything. Everything can be taken care of. Hey, oftentimes people in our day, I don't want to be bothered. Don't bother me, all right? I've mentioned to you visiting houses with all these welcome signs. Cars are all everywhere, and they won't answer the door. You're welcome. You're just not welcome enough to get a response, all right? You know, even your friends, sometimes will not answer when you call. They will not answer when you call. Now they may have an honest reason. But don't you wonder sometimes? There's some people, every time I call them, they left their phone in another room. I mean, you know, it just seemed like never answer. I've got a preacher friend, and I try to call him. He never answers the phone, never. I don't care when, night or day, it doesn't matter. He doesn't answer it. And it doesn't make any difference when you call him. And the ones I love the most are the ones you call and they say, the person you call does not have a voicemail set up. I mean, come on, you got all the convenience. Set it up, all right? But hey, the truth of the matter is a lot of people don't want to be bothered. Don't want to be bothered, just it. I mean, hey, maybe they're tired. Maybe the hour's late. Or for whatever reason, they don't answer. Oh, boy, aren't you glad God's not that way? It's better to trust in the Lord because He has promised to answer when you call. Not only that, He encourages us to call. He encourages us. He said in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me. Call unto me and I will answer thee. What a wonderful invitation that is. That's the God of the universe says you can call Him. You can get a hold of Him. You can get in touch with Him. What a wonderful thing it is to know He wants us to call, and He said, if you'll do it, I'll answer you if you'll do it. But I want you to notice that verse a little closer because I left out something. It gets even better. You look there in verse 5. It said, I called upon the Lord. Look at those next two words. In distress. I called upon the Lord in distress. You say, what's the difference that was? Hey, wait a minute. The psalmist said, I called in distress, and He answered. He answered. Man oftentimes will not answer when you call, but if they know you're in distress, you're in a real mess, you're in real need, don't answer that. Why? Well, I don't want to be involved. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to help. I don't think I can. If they know there's a great problem, oh, it's going to take some of my valuable time. Hey, aren't you glad? Man, you say, why is it better to trust the Lord? Because He wants you to call Him in distress. You're in distress. Now, I would encourage you not to wait and just call when you're in distress. Now, I'm not saying wait until it's so dark you can't even see the silver lining, all right? Don't wait until you're in the big mess and you're so deep in the hole you can't see daylight. No, but if you get in that situation, He knows it. He'll answer. He'll answer. Isn't that a blessing? Oh, I'm telling you, it's better to trust in Him. A lot of people won't answer that. Why? Because you might actually want them to do something. You know, if old brother Jerry Lewis, the evangelist, I don't know how many of you remember him, Brother Lewis, we used to have him come and preach, and I was talking to him one time, and he said he had preached somewhere, and somebody basically had said, you know, preacher, you know, we wish He could help you and whatever, but may the Lord bless you. He said, I wanted to go take my cap off of my gas tank and say, be warmed and filled, all right? Hey, a lot of times we're in distress. Man won't hear us, but God will. God will. Hey, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man because He will answer you when you call. You can guarantee it. It's guaranteed. He will answer you when you call. Second thing I want you to look, would you look at verse 6? Verse 6 says, the Lord is on my side. You know, I honestly, I just sort of feel like pulling my hank and waving. Yes, He's on my side. I don't know about you, but I've been in some situations where I didn't feel like anybody's on my side. I'm glad to know the Bible said, the Lord, He is on my side. He's on my side. You just think about it, would you? What a blessing it is to know in this life there's somebody on your side. Somebody's on your side. He's for you. He's for you. Oftentimes, we get to the point where we feel if there's nobody that understands us, much less being on our side in some kind of confrontation or contest we're having and we're going through a tough time, and we just feel like I'm by myself. Elijah got that way and he said, I only am left. I don't believe he didn't feel like the Lord was on his side, but that's why it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. A lot of times man that you think would be on your side will let you down. They will let you down. They're just not that enthusiastic. When you're running through that contest, that trouble, They won't even raise their hand to indicate they're on your side. You know, how many are with me? You know, that way they can, no, I was just stretching my fingers. I wasn't. You know. I mean, you know, it's just amazing. They won't do it. It oftentimes seems like we get hung out to dry because nobody's on your side. Nobody's on your side. You ever got in that deal, get into an argument maybe, and you said, boy, it'd be nice to have somebody on my side. I'm going through a tough time. It sure would be nice to have somebody on my side. But you look around and men let you down. You put your confidence in man won't always step up to bat, okay? That's why the Bible says it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Why? He's on your side. He is on your side. Hey, he's on your side to the extent the Bible said in that same verse, you don't need to fear. You don't need to fear. Boy, have you ever noticed how good it is just to have somebody stand with you? Just somebody say, hey, I'm with you. Hey, it's good just to have somebody says, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I'm there, I'm with you, I just want you to know I'm on your side, okay? I think you're right. You ever think about what that does for you? Ever think what it encourages you? When with him on your side, what can man do unto me? When I was getting ready to preach this and working on these notes, I got this thought, I got this picture in my mind of a little kid. He maybe got in, you know, some argument with some other little kids, and it got pretty testy right there, and just in the nick of time, maybe dad showed up, picked him up, put him on his shoulder, and starts walking away. But when you know there's somebody on your side, I think about that little boy looking back at those people that he had been going at it with, but he's got somebody on his side, and he does whatever little boy likes to do. Take that, all right? I'm not afraid of you. Look who's on my side. Look who's on my side. Hey, that's the attitude we can have with man. Not because we put confidence in man, but because we trust in the Lord. Hey, he's on my side. That means you can stick your tongue out at the devil if you want to, all right? You can just let it be. Why? Hey, I'm not putting my confidence in man. It's not what man can do. It's not what princes can do. It's not what the powerful can do. I'm trusting God. He's on my side. He's on my side. Look at the next thing, would you? Would you look there in verse 7? Man, I like this. Verse 5 said, I called and he answered me. Verse 6 says he's on my side. But it gets better in verse 7. Because it says, the Lord taketh my part. The Lord taketh my part. Now it says with him, the them that help me, all right? But you think about it, the Lord takes my part. Not only is he on my side, but he's also willing to take my part. Now you say, well, what's the difference between being on your side and willing to take my part? Well, the difference is between the guy that'll said, I'm for you, and the guy that says, I'll go to battle with you. That's the difference. Hey, is it good to have people on your side? Sure is. Sure is. Hey, it's good. It's good if you're playing a sport. It's good to have somebody in the stand cheering for you. That's a good thing. Good thing to have. But I'll tell you what, it steps it up a notch when there's somebody saying, I'll block. I'll block. Boy, it's good to have that. I'll take your part. I'll take your part. How many people do you know that you can confidently say they'll suit up for battle alongside of you. Hey, oftentimes, man, in our day, especially in churches and churches taken to court, oftentimes you find out people won't stand with you. They won't stand with you. I remember years ago, good lands, I guess late 70s, early 80s, and I'm guessing at the time, trusting my memory, which can be a difficult thing. I think it was right around 1980 when the state of Texas was attacking Lester Roloff. And I was digging through some stuff and that my mom had, and I came across the paper and the little thing that Roloff Homes used to put out. And it's got a picture on the front of that of a whole crowd of preachers that went to Corpus Christi and stood with Brother Roloff and took his part. Took his part. My dad's standing there, got his Bible up over his head because he forgot to pull his hat on when he went out, and he's trying to keep from getting his head barbecued, all right? But, I mean, there he is. What? That's a bunch of preachers said, hey, Brother Roloff, they put you in jail. We'll open tomorrow. We'll open tomorrow. So what are you talking about? I'm talking about not people that says, hey, I'm on your side. No, no, no. I'll take your part. I'll take your part. Well, what an encouragement that is to know somebody to do it. Hey, there's a lot of people maybe that might be for you. They might even be there to pick you up after you get knocked down. They might pour oil on your wounds. But they're not going to battle with you. They're not going to battle with you. They're not going to take your part. I'm for you. I'll help you. If you get knocked down, I'll pick you up. I'll dust you off, turn you around, say, there's the battle, go for it. But I ain't going. But the Lord says, I'll take your part. I'll take your part. I'm right there with us. He stands with you, all right? And the Bible tells us we're laborers together with Him. We're laborers together with Him. He takes our part. He helps us to victory. He helps us to victory. Those Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, King, we're not careful to answer you. The Lord our God will deliver us. All right? He will deliver us. Why? He'll take our part. Said, how much did he take their part? He was in a fiery furnace with them. That's how much he took their part. Okay? That's the God we serve. Better to trust him than to put confidence in man. Than to put confidence in man. Boy, that we might trust him. He takes our part. He helps us to victory. He helps us to overcome adversity. He helps us to do it, all right? He helps us to defeat the devil. He delights in taking our part. Delights in that. And he says there in that same verse, therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Oh boy, what a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hey, better to put confidence, better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Why? He'll answer you. You call, even if you're in distress, he'll answer. He'll answer. Not going to be busy. Better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Why? He's on your side. He's on your side, always on your side. And he'll take your part. Now, wait a minute. I believe there's a little conditional. That's when your part's right. He'll take your part, okay? He'll take your part. Boy, it's so much better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Those are three reasons that I believe are given to us right here in these scriptures. Before we get to those verses, say it's better. Why? Here's three reasons why. But go back to verse 1. I said we'll kick in a couple more, all right? Verse 1, the Bible says, for he is good. For he is good. You know, you just sit and think about that a little bit. Is he forevermore good to us? He's good. He's good. Look, you got some friends. Come on, if you're honest, you got some friends. You might even give them that name, at least acquaintances. that you never are really sure how they're going to treat you. There's always a little bit of, oh, what's it going to be like this time? You know, what's it going to be like this time? But the Lord's good. The Lord's good. And you can count on it. You can count on it. You go to Him, and you said, how's it going to be? It's going to be good. He's going to treat you good. It's just going to be there. You don't have to worry about it. He's going to be good. He'll do you good all the days of your life. He's going to do you good. There may be some times you're going to think, well, Lord, I don't understand this. You don't understand the goodness that's there, but you will one day. You will one day. Why? Well, He's good. He's good. And friends, not always. Sometimes, but some fickle. You say, well, they turned their back on me. They weren't good. I thought you were my friend. Well, some better offer came along, though, all right? Some better offer came along. Hey, you be careful. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Why? God's good. He's good. The rest of it, though, in that same verse, His mercy. His mercy endureth forever. I just want to remind you, mercy is when you don't get what you deserve. You don't get what you deserve. Men, sometimes they don't have much mercy. Now, they like to jump on you with both feet. There's some people you think they're just looking for an excuse to do it. I mean, there they are, just waiting, all right, about to jump. But the Bible said His mercy endureth forever. Now, I don't know about you, but I've needed that mercy. Oh, so many times. So many times. I've needed that mercy. Friends, I'll tell you, it's better. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Now, we've talked about five reasons. Okay, so where's your trust? Where's your trust? Is it in man? I think so many people in our world today are looking to man to take care of them. You know, just looking for man to do it. I'm going to go ahead and say this in the context of our country. I believe our country was set up to give us the freedom to achieve and to have. But we got so many people in the population today that are looking for the government to guarantee I get it, not that I just have the freedom to work to get it, but I've got the guarantee. Hey, you better quit putting your confidence in man. Better quit putting your confidence in man. The direction our country's going concerns me greatly. Greatly. Are you going to vote? Oh, yes, I'm going to vote. The only thing is there's a bunch of people I wish I could vote against that I can't vote against them. It's not in my jurisdiction or access. But, hey, just to vote against. But all of that said, when I go and put that ballot in, I've done what I should as a good citizen, but my confidence is not in the people I voted for. Hey, my trust is in the Lord. Better to trust in Him. Hey, where's your trust? Where's your trust today? Where have you placed your confidence? Where have you placed? You just think about it. Well, I'm counting on my boss. Be careful. Be careful. Just be careful. You know, I think sometimes it's easy for us to allow our confidence to get placed in the wrong place. And I'm serious. But our trust is to be in the Lord. I'm trusting Him. That's the one. I'm trusting Him. I know if I call, even if I'm in distress, He's going to answer me. I know that. I know He's going to do that. Hey, I know He's on my side. I know He's on my side. You ever voted for people that you wondered if they were on your side? Well, sure. Sure you have. He had dealt with people in business. Are you on my side? Are you on your side? It's all about you, you know, all right? Hey, I'm just, where's that trust? Hey, he's on my side and all that. He's going to take my part. He's going to take my part. What a blessing. And the good thing is he's a good God. He's good and his mercy endureth forever. Forever. Where's your trust? Where's your confidence tonight? Man, I hope it's in the Lord. We've got good reasons. Said, preacher, is that the only reasons? Oh, heavens no, we could be here a long time. Talking about why it's better to trust in the Lord. But there's a few, and if you won't take them, you won't take 50. You wouldn't take 100. If you won't take what we've given you, it won't be enough. It won't be enough. Let's make sure our trust is in the Lord. Our confidence is in Him, His Word. And let's be sure what we're doing is something we can do, and He can take our part. Okay? He can take our part. Heavenly Father, just help us tonight. Lord, such great promises in the Bible. Such great assurance in the Word of God. Lord, you've given us direction.